welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. It's a terrific Thursday down here in Florida. Still looks like it's trying to rain, but it doesn't. So we'll just keep dealing with the dry air that we have down here. Maybe it'll rain one of these days. That's supposedly supposed to be like 78. The high is supposed to be 78 on Saturday. So if that happens or not, that would actually be nice. A little bit of a cool down compared to what we have. How are you doing today, though?
Oh, I'm doing absolutely wonderful, as always. In fact, we have Dave Hodges coming on in about 14 minutes or 30 minutes to spend some time with us. Last month, his appearance on the show last month or 6 weeks ago, whenever it was so well received that we decided to bring Dave back on. I want to get his feedback in what's going on, because I've been getting all these emails in that Trump has basically gotten rid of the Johnson Amendment. He can't do that. Now, he has signed another executive order, hopefully for securing religious freedoms, but he can't. Congress has to get rid of the Johnson Amendment. And also, they've passed another version of the GOP's Obamacare. That just got passed here moments ago, so I want to talk about that. But the reality is, again, it's got a lot of stuff in it that Obamacare still had. It's basically the same program with a few changes. You know, I want Obamacare repealed. I want it gone. I want to go back to the way it was before they started this mess and got themselves involved in our health care. But let me give you some real quick information about what he passed today. Trump signed another executive order to target birth control, church involvement in politics, and is supposed to do something with the Johnson Amendment, but I think he's being very careful what he's going to do with it. It says, seeking to redefine the balance between church and state, President Trump signed an executive order that, depending on your view of point of view, either protects religious liberty, licenses religious groups to practice discrimination, or doesn't go far enough in any direction. Trump goes on to say, we're a nation of believers, he told supporters during a signing ceremony at the Rose Garden of the White House, and that faith is deeply embedded into our history, and no American should be forced to choose between the dictates of the federal government and the tenets of their faith. Trump's executive order, which he signed today to coincide with the National Day of Prayer, calls for the easing of Internal Revenue enforcement of the so-called Johnson Amendment, which prohibits churches from getting directly involved in political campaigns. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that easing of the Internal Revenue Enforcement, while only Congress can formally do away with the Johnson Amendment, this will pave way for the churches and other religious leaders to speak about politics and endorse candidates without worrying about losing their tax-exempt status, which I hope that it does. Trump criticizing the Johnson Amendment as a violation of free speech rights views his actions as fulfillment of a campaign pledge. I spoke a lot about it during last year's presidential campaign, and I promise to take action, he said. The executive order on promoting free speech and religious liberty also aims to make it easier for employers with religious objections to not to include contraceptive coverage in workers' health care plans, and I'm sure that means abortions, although it would help be up to the federal agencies to determine how that would happen. Right after the order was signed, the Health and Human Secretary Tom Price promised to take action in short order to safeguard the deeply held religious beliefs of Americans who provide health insurance to their employees. At the ceremony, Trump recognized members of the Little Sisters of the Poor, an order of nuns. He's vowing to fight what he called discrimination against religious people and institutions, and he will not allow people to be targeted because of their religious beliefs. Civil rights and nonprofit groups were already preparing to do legislation and judicial restraint against the order. I mean, I'm sure they've got their federal court judges lined up. A day before signing, groups such as the American Civil Liberties Union and the Human Rights Campaign worried Trump order may take action that would allow people to deny benefits or services to gays and women using birth control and to discriminate against who they oppose. So quite frankly, I have a feeling that the only way we're going to get this thing taken care of is to get rid of the Johnson Amendment through Congress, and good luck with all that. And I personally believe, and I hope it's not true, that within about a week, we'll have another federal court judge, probably from the 9th District out west, go ahead and say this is another unconstitutional order because of what it does to gays and to lesbians and to who knows what are the special interest groups. And again, it'll be set aside. What do you think, Austin?
I was just about to say that, man. I think you nailed it on the head. From what we've started to see here, because, you know, one of the first things that Trump did when he got in office, which I completely agreed with, was stopping this massive influx of Muslim invasions that we're having in the United States. As soon as he did that, you saw what happened. You had that Ninth Circuit Court out in California and the one in Washington and multiple other ones now. As soon as he's trying to do this, they immediately filed an injunction and block it. When he does these other things that we've seen, these executive orders that are kind of shady, the wording on them is very strange, like the Agricultural Act, like I talked about a couple days ago. From the very odd wording of that, nothing was stopped about it. No, you didn't hear a peep about anybody. Nobody complained. So it seems to me that as soon as he tries to do anything that does not go along with their mainstream narrative, he basically is blocked from doing so. So I think you're exactly right. If this is something that's positive and really is going to have long-term benefits for the moral compass of the United States, Dad, I think it's going to get blocked immediately. If it doesn't get blocked, in my opinion, it's just going to be something else that they have some more shady wording in it that they can get away with.
I completely agree with you, Austin. The thing about it is that it's like we talked about earlier, and I think Trump's starting to see that now. If he does what he's supposed to do, if he does like they tell him to do, if he capitulates to the state, and he attacks these countries without provocation and does all the things that he's supposed to do as a warmongering president to bring the Rothschild banking cartel into full fruition throughout the entire planet and take out all of these countries that don't have a Rothschild banking cartel, then they're going to throw him a bone every once in a while and to his constituents, which is what this quote-unquote repeal of the Johnson Amendment, which is not that, by the way. It is not that whatsoever. And also the replacement of Obamacare, which is not that at all. And remember, this one's as bad. This is the same one they tried to pass with a few more provisions added to it. And it's just as bad, in my opinion, as the original Obamacare was. It's not going to help anything. But what it will do, it will get a lot of the people that were his constituents and followers off his back. And now he'll be able to say, you know, promises made, promises delivered. And it's not at all what he promised. And it's not at all what he's delivering. And so it's kind of crazy. Again, the Republican Obamacare, GOP leaders have struggled for months to win support for the bill in the caucus, and the bill faces a potentially harder road to winning passage in the Senate. Remember, the Senate still has to pass this. An earlier version of the bill was expected to lead 24 million more people to become uninsured. So this is kind of interesting, and so a lot of people are saying it's a big victory. A lot of people say or not. Some of the criticisms have been launched on several fronts. They point to sharply higher insurance premiums in some states for people who don't receive Obamacare subsidies, as well as high deductibles for out-of-pocket health costs, which that we already talked about the other day. And they also note that the number of people covered by individual plans is much less than it originally been projected by the CBO. And many counties in the United States also lack competition among insurers for Obamacare plans. And many insurers have booked losses on their individual plan businesses since Obamacare took effect. On Wednesday, the big insurer Aetna said it would exit Virginia's Obamacare market next year, the second time in a month that it announced a departure from a state next year. And Aetna, which had sold 15 states last year, sold plans in just 4 states this year. In Iowa, one of the states that Aetna will exit, the insurer Medica said Wednesday it will follow suit next year. So supporters of Obamacare in Congress should work to improve the program and not exacerbate its problems by slashing the funding for the subsidies and Medicare, according to CNBC. My response is this. Veto the whole stupid mess and get rid of it through Congress and let us go back to the way it was before Obamacare when nobody was forced by the IRS to have insurance. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, this whole thing has just been a giant fiasco. I mean, his whole stated plan on his platform that he was running was completely repealing Obamacare. I mean, he was adamantly clear about that. This whole thing they did today, like I said, I don't have the details on it yet of what they have done, but I can almost guarantee you that it's not what we need to have done. The same thing as far as I still have not gotten any confirmation about that first executive order, one of the first ones he did, that blocked IRS from fining individuals without health insurance. It did not say that. I went over it multiple times. I talked to people that read it. It did not say that whatsoever. What it did was it said that IRS needed to give leeway to people and try to do the best they could not to fine them, if at all possible, for not having health insurance, which that right there is a big fat pile of poop. I'm saying that right now. That had absolutely nothing to do. IRS does not have to listen to any executive order. They're not involved with the United States government. They're a branch of the Federal Reserve Bank who goes back to the Vatican. They're based out of Puerto Rico as far as the IRS. They don't have to do anything the president says. If you really do question that, look how many times they've tried to be audited. They slam their books and say, you're not going to audit us anymore. You're not going to do it, period. There's reason why they can do that. They're above the law. So when he signed that executive order and it didn't even blatantly say that IRS couldn't do it and he was blocking IRS, it just said IRS needs to give people leeway and it doesn't need to fine them if at all possible. I knew that was garbage. But also, too, I want to get a health topic in real fast here because this is something I've been getting a lot of emails about is memory lately. You guys know aluminum, the toxins, the pesticides, the glyphosate, all this stuff can have a very significant impact on your memory as you get older. Ginkgo biloba is an incredibly good nutrient that helps out with cognitive effects from heavy metals. It's one of the oldest living tree species and one of the best-selling herbs. Research has been performed on extracts of ginkgo, which contain antioxidant compounds that protect cells from free radical damage within the nerves and circulatory system. Research showed in a journal Nutrition that the oxidant properties were key in protecting the brain neurons of rats from oxidative stress caused by aluminum. Now, the thing that's cool about this compound is what we work together, and instead of just having ginkgo biloba by itself, which it does a decent job on its own, but we mixed it with just the absolute best formula you could possibly put together for memory support. I talked to a customer about this the other day. They were asking me, and I said, you know, are you on COD? Are you on B? They said, yeah. I said, okay, throw in the memory support. Not only do we have a real high dose of an extremely pure ginkgo biloba extract, we have bacopa in it, we have benzathionine, we have huperzine, we have phosphatidylserine, we have acetyl L-carnitine, acetylcysteine, along with that B12, B6, and folate. It's an incredibly encompassed formula. I mean, it is one of the most aggressive memory formulas I've ever seen on the market. I've had a lot of people ask me about other stuff. The issue is they don't put any clinically relevant dosages of the nutrients in them. They may put a laundry list of stuff, but everything's like 1 milligram, 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams. We don't do that with our formula. It has very high doses. I mean, even we have 50 milligrams of bacopa extract in it. Do your research on bacopa and you'll realize that stuff is very, very expensive. Another 60 milligrams of the ginkgo, and that's for one capsule. So if you're looking for something to really help out with memory, really try and help out with that short and long-term cognitive functioning, the memory support's an awesome product. Give it a try. And then again, it goes back to the ginkgo that really helps out with any type of damage you've had from aluminum exposure, whether it be deodorant, pots and pans, chemtrails, sodas, vaccines, you name it. You got a lot of protective properties in there. So I wanted to touch base on that real quick, Dad, and kind of give everybody a rundown on that product.
Well, that's great because, I mean, we're going to have Dave on here in about two more minutes, and we're going to just not have a whole lot of time to talk about supplements. I want to see what Dave wants to talk about. I also want to get his take on what's going on with this Obama. It's not bad. They didn't repeal Obamacare. They modified it. And they didn't repeal the Johnson Amendment. They just said, you know, you can't be discriminated against. I mean, I don't even know how in the world. The problem, again, is this incredibly corrupt Congress has just been completely and totally compromised. And so what we're trying to do is work in a corrupt system. The system has to be taken over in just a second. Hang on a second, Dave. We haven't come to you yet, but we hear you talking. So we've got to realize that we've got to understand that until the entire corrupt system changes, that this isn't going to help whatsoever. I hear Dave's with us now. Dave Hodges, it's so good to have you with us again. Have you seen the information about the the modification of Obamacare? And the modification of the Johnson Amendment, sort of, not really talking that much about the Johnson Amendment. What do you think about these two issues? We just sent them to you a few minutes ago, and we got a chance to review them or not.
I started going over them, haven't finished, but I will tell you my initial reaction, and it was already formed based on what I knew going in to the vote, is the saying comes to mind, Ted, the more things change, the more they stay the same. That's and right. I look at this more like Obama 2.0.
Pretty much. That's right. So have you looked at the one on the Johnson Amendment yet? And what the he's basically telling people they can't be discriminated against for their religious beliefs. And there's already multiple groups of people now saying they're going to file lawsuits against this because they don't want Baptist preachers talking against homosexuals. They, you know, openly, they don't want to have discrimination against Muslims from the pulpit. They're trying to prevent all of this stuff now. I personally think this one's going to be a big mess, and I don't think it's going to be around very long. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, the left with their small voice will yell very loudly. They'll burn up cars. They'll break glass on businesses. They'll beat people up in the street, and they'll force this issue underground. Now, my belief, you know, a church is a private organization, and a pastor that gets up before his congregation or her congregation is allowed to say whatever they feel like saying. It's called the First Amendment.
That's right. I agree with that. So, Dave, what are the news do you want to cover today? I know I spoke to you earlier today. You said you had some stuff that you want to talk about to the audience today. So, to our listeners, what do you want to say today? I mean, I'm going to let you start, and we'll kind of follow along with your flow here.
Well, where I'm coming from, and I have taken a lot of heat for this on my YouTube channel, I put out a piece that said the Trump presidency is over. And it is over. He served a purpose, and Ezekiel from the Bible said that in the end days, the corruptness of the leaders will be exposed. Well, Trump has fulfilled his mission. He did an ample job of that, but he is not doing anything close to the major initiatives that he said he would do. For example, he acted on a false flag in Syria to bomb Syria in an agreement that Assad just signed 2 days before that would have left him in power. Assad did not do that chemical weapons attack. He had no motivation to do it. And here comes Trump with the bombers. And then he said he wouldn't be an imperialist president. Well, what the hell do you call North Korea? And taking down first North Korea, then it'll be Syria, then it'll be Iran, then it'll be Cuba. So all the nations of the world are under the Rothschild banking cartel. If that's not empire building, and not for the United States, mind you, for private banking interests. And he's on board with this. He's fine with this. North Korea is not nearly the threat it's being made out to be. I'm not saying it's not a threat, but it's not the big boogeyman that they're saying it's going to be. Those are the major things, Ted. I could go on for about 20 more illustrations. I'll give you one other big one. Excuse me. I will repeal NAFTA. Now I'm going to negotiate NAFTA. I'm going to challenge China for being a currency manipulator. Well, now I think China's just real fine and we're best buddies. Everything he said he would do to help the American people build the wall, he is not doing. He has reneged on everything that he said. Here's what people said to me, Ted, on my YouTube. Give him time, Dave. It's only been 104 days. I don't care if you give a man 1,004 days. When he instantly goes against what he promised, you cannot trust what he says. I don't care if it's the first day or the 100th day.
Well, I told the audience a few minutes ago when we covered those first two stories about the Obamacare and about the Johnson Amendment, I said what they're doing is the globalists have tossed him a bone because he basically threw those missiles into Syria. They've tossed him a bone because he's trying to put a central bank into Syria. They've tossed him a bone because he's trying to run a Qatar pipeline through Syria. They've tossed him a bone because they're going to just keep him going as long as they possibly can, and they've got to keep his constituency, his base, sort of happy. And what this was a giant appeasement strategy by the globalist Rothschild Vatican CIA cartel, realizing that everybody is murmuring and complaining and that quote unquote Trump is not doing what he said he's going to do. So now that Trump's playing ball with them and doing what they want, they're going to go ahead and throw him a few things that appear to be what he said he was going to do, but in essence they're not going to do anything, like stopping illegal immigration, which was completely overturned again by the courts. So this is the thing that Trump's got himself into now. He's finding he's having to negotiate with this Rothschild banking cartel, which are Sabbatean Kabbalists, which are Luciferians, which worship the doggone devil, and these guys don't really care if they tell him the truth or don't tell him the truth, and all he's doing is finding himself getting manipulated by these guys now, which is what I believe just happened with the passage of both of these. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and rain on everybody's parade. I'm really glad that he signed that executive order. I want to see if it stands more than a couple of weeks. I'm very happy he did that. I'm also very happy that certain provisions of the Obamacare Act have been gotten rid of. But that's not what he said he was going to do. He's going to completely get rid of Obamacare is what he said he's going to do. That whole thing is a giant mess, and this state-mandated health care coverage needs to be taken away. It's not necessary, and the biggest problem we have is that the insurance companies wrote this because they want to maximize their profits, and that's exactly what's going on, Dave. The medical insurance pharmaceutical corporations want to make as much money as they possibly can, and they're not going to allow to have what happened in Europe happen here. In Europe, healthcare is very reasonably priced. Almost all of it's paid, especially like in countries like Germany. And the sad part about it is we could have that same type of system, but we don't want to, they don't want to do that in the United States because we're too big of a cash cow for them being sick all the time. What do you think?
Well, we spend 10 times more than the next 10 nations. We're the only nation in the world that can't buy prescriptions out of the country and bring them back to save money. We are locked into a choice of six major healthcare companies right now, including Obamacare, soon to be Trumpcare. We have no choices. We have exclusions up the yin-yang in terms of what the insurance companies will cover that you don't see in other countries. And we have the 51st longest lifespan. We live 1 year less than the third world country of Cuba. And that's what we get for all our money. We are being financially raped and besieged by the healthcare companies. And this particular bill, I see, does very little to change our fate. You know, Ted, this I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to cut to the bottom line. We can go through probably about 15 issues, and we're going to land on the same square after every issue. I am nonviolent. I'm a Christian, but I also know my history, and I'm a realist. And I'm telling you, there's going to come a time when the people are going to pick up the guns, and you're going to see the bloodiest civil war in the history of the planet right here in this country, because we are being set up to be financially raped. Our people will be enslaved in FEMA camps for the wrong beliefs. This is the direction, the trend curve that I see going. And Ted, I don't see how we can turn it back short of God's intervention, but then we're so damn hedonistic. Why would God ever turn his face to us right now with the way that we behave?
Wow, Dave, I hope you're wrong. I really do. I really hope we don't go to a civil war. I mean, I know what happened back in the 1860s, and again, that was financed both sides by the Rothschild Bank. And I can guarantee you, if we do have a civil war in this country, it will be again pushed and financed by the Rothschild banking cartel as it was the first time, probably to break up the country into different FEMA districts or different areas for Agenda 21. I mean, if you look at what they're doing, I mean, they have patented, you know, changes now in corn that reduce, that basically cause women and men who eat this product to look at male sperm as basically an invading organism and basically kill sperm. We've had a 90% reduction in sperm counts and doing everything they possibly can to reduce the population of the United States and the world. And quite frankly, I'm just going to be real direct with everybody listening today. They want to get rid of white people. You say, well, white people? What are white people? I don't know. I guess there have been bad white people. There have been good white people. There have been bad black people. There have been good white people. There have been bad and good of every color. The problem is they don't want whites because the whites are the ones that have the Protestant work ethic. We're the ones that most of the time have Christian values, and we're the ones that hold the fabric of society together, and that's why they're bringing in huge amounts of Muslims still into the United States right now under Donald Trump, huge amounts still coming in, you know, in the middle of the night, because the CIA has control of what's going on as far as that, and they want to make sure they render all of us as sterile as we possibly can be so we can't have children. And then with another 20, 30, 40 years with these millions of Muslims they brought in, they're going to be reproducing 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 kids at a pop, you know, because of multiple wives, and they're going to turn right back around, and they're going to outnumber the whites, and sooner or later, there's going to be this all-out war on white people in which they don't want to surround anymore. I mean, what did Muhammad Ali call us? He called us the blue-eyed devils. I mean, he was one of the most racist people on the planet. Now, but Obama tried to make him like he was some kind of patron, like some Saint Muhammad or whatever. I have no idea what that was all about at his funeral. So it's some crazy stuff that's going on, but we've got to realize that I'm not trying to be like, you know, white people are better than anybody else, but why are we getting picked on? I mean, why in the world do they want to get rid of us? Oh, that's right, because we're the ones that promote Christianity. We're the ones that go out and accept Jesus Christ. We're the Baptists down here in the South and the Baptists throughout the United States and the Protestant Reformation that occurred with Luther. Oh, that's right. That threw a big wrench into their feudal system, didn't it, when he did that? They want to get rid of us because they stay angry at us. Because remember, there's a deep-seated hatred of the left towards Jesus Christ, especially Hollywood. these Luciferian, these Sabbatean Kabbalists that are out there, everything they can possibly do, they do to destroy Jesus Christ, to lessen him in everybody's eyes, to try to cause people not to believe in him. That's what this whole thing's about. It's about getting rid of the Protestant work ethic, Protestant values, getting rid of nationalism, and getting rid of faith and unity in your country and in your family and in beliefs. That's why they're going against the family and everything else, David. It's quite a mess. What do you think?
Well, what I think, Ted, is you just told me that you hope I'm wrong about us moving towards civil war, and you just built another thread to that end.
Yeah, I know. I was trying not to do that. But the thing about it is, see, here's the thing. The United States, the people here have gotten so dumbed down. I mean, not my listeners, not your listeners, not Hagman's or Sheila listeners or their Steve Quayle followers. I mean, we all know what's going on. But we're a tiny percentage, Doug, today. We're probably 10% of the population knows what's happening, 10%. And the rest of them think, of the population, they don't care. It's like you said, they're so hedonistic, so self-absorbed, that they don't really care as long as they continue to get their subsidies, continue to get their free this and free that, and they continue to be entertained by their beverages, like their diet sodas, and by their iPhones. They don't really think much about rebelling against the powers to be or going after the government. That's what I think. I don't think that's going to happen, Dave. I think people will willfully and happily be marched off into FEMA camps. There'll be pockets of resistance throughout the United States, but I don't think the people have the resolve to do that again as they did in the Civil War. I think they've been too dumbed down by the fluoride. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, that's exactly what we have going on right now, is the majority of the population just kind of wants to sit by idly and watch their TV and all their TV shows right now. But I mean, that's why we're doing what we're doing. That's why, you know, Dave has his show, we have our show, we're doing the best we can to try and wake up the population. Because I mean, as Dave said, if we keep going down this path, there's a strong possibility it's going to eventually go into a second civil war, which is not going to be beneficial for anybody in the United States. War is never profitable unless it's for the globalists. And I really don't want it to go that route. But the way we're going right now and the way everything's leading, we're basically getting our backs pushed up against the wall.
Well, and that's, again, what they do. Remember, this is all a beta test, Dave. See, always remember, guys, they monitor your internet feeds every single day. They monitor this show. Doug Hagman told me that every show that he does is basically transcribed by the FBI. Every show. Every show. I don't think we're that level with this show, but who knows? They could be transcribing everything because the NSA's recording everything we're saying right now. So the truth is this. We've got a situation in the United States that the people have basically been pushed far enough and have had enough of this as far as a small remnant. But the reality is this, Dave, when we reduce people to victim status and we get them addicted to drugs, and I'm talking prescription drugs now too, or we get them addicted to alcohol, we get them addicted to pornography, or we make them a victim as far as they've got a problem with their immune system, or they have autoimmune disease, or on and on and on and on, then these people don't really want to try to go against the government. Plus, this doesn't even include the fluoride poisoning that we've been given since 1947, and the reduction of testosterone because of bisphenol A and all the estrogen and all the compounds that we've been spraying and putting on everything. I mean, we've got a situation in which American men have stopped being American men in general a long, long time ago. My gosh, you go to the local colleges now or the local high schools now, you see very few alpha males. All you see are a bunch of little sissy boys running around wearing their tight jeans or their spandex jeans, which, that's weird to me. That whole thing is just strange. And I have no idea why they think any of that's okay, because obviously their fathers must not be an alpha male, or their fathers would put a big stop on all of that. So, yes, Dave, it is possible we go to civil war. I think it'll be in pockets. I don't think that we're going to have any type of thing like the Civil War in which the southern states actually say, we're not going to do this anymore. And remember, the only way the southern states were allowed to come back into the federal union after the occupation of the north for over a decade down here in the south is they had to sign, the state leaders had to sign that they would never, ever succeed again from the nation. So from a statewide standpoint, I don't think we have the ability to do that again. We may have pockets of different people wanting to do that, but I guarantee you, all of the people that are involved in that type of teaching or preaching or soliciting in the communities that have been grown up around that, they're all being watched right now by the NSA and by the CIA. And if this thing starts, those communities will be the first communities to basically be targeted by these organizations and dragged to the FEMA camps, because they're going to take the leadership out first. And quite frankly, we don't have that many good, strong leaders left, because every time somebody really steps up and tries to lead, what ends up happening is they get immediately arrested, or they're so harassed that they say, that's enough of that, I don't want to be involved. Perfect example, Donald Trump.
He says he's going to do all of this stuff when he goes into the White House. He gets so harassed by the mainstream media that after a few months he goes, man, this is a nightmare. I don't want to do this. I'm not going to get anything done. All I'm trying to do is not get impeached. So he capitulates to the powers that be, to the Rothschild cartels, and to the Vatican, and to the CIA, and to the Bank of International Settlements, and to the Council of 300, and the list just goes on and on, and to the Bilderberger Group, and their Agenda 21 and Agenda 50. That's where this thing is going. This New World Order is marching towards us, and all they're doing is throwing us bones with stuff like this thing, with this amendment that this executive order he signed, etc., to appease the masses. They're throwing us bread. This is bread and circuses. They're showing us, oh, here's what we're doing, and then the media is going to spin it. Oh, Trump's doing what he said he's going to do. No, he's not. Obamacare is still here. We have Obamacare 2.0, and the Johnson Amendment has not been repealed. Dave, what do you think?
Well, I got two basic reactions. Number one, I come back to the Civil War, and let me say again, Christian, nonviolent, not advocating for it, but I'm a realist. I did a video in which I questioned. This is on my YouTube channel, and I put it at the very top, and I left it there for this following reason. First of all, Trump was talking about civil war earlier in the week, and I thought his remarks were very cryptic, and people said, oh, he's showing his ignorance about history. When I stopped and analyzed it, I said, I don't think so. I think he's actually trying to tell the American people something, that if you're going to do something, it's up to you. I can't help you. And let me tell you what happened to this video. You want to talk about NSA manipulation? That video sits atop my channel, and you can feature a video at the top of the channel and move it off, and it's kind of an oldie but goodie. But this is a recent but goodie. Here's what happened in the video. You're playing along, and I'm going through about 2.5-3 minutes explanation, analysis of Trump's Civil War comments, and all of a sudden, the thing starts repeating over and over and over, and we can't take the loop out. And I've had experts look at it, and they can't take the loop out. Well, I could just take it down and redo it. But I decided to leave it up for a real important reason. I want to show people that the powers that be that have the ability to do this kind of electronic manipulation do not want you to hear the truth. They know a civil war is coming. And you're right, Ted. There will not be a Mason-Dixon line. There won't be any of that stuff. But here's how it'll happen. You're going to have rogue military units, and they practiced for this in Jade Helm 15. You're going to have rogue military units defect and say, we're not doing this to the American people. They'll be faced off against foreign troops posing as UN peacekeepers wearing the blue helmets. That'll be your civil war. And the people will be the Viet Cong of the Vietnam War. And this is where this is headed. All the signs are there. And if anyone knows history, people with history degrees out there, people who teach history like I have in the past, you know that I'm right when you look at this. Freedom is like water. It will find its own level. And when the persecution starts, even the most dumbed down, brain dead people will fight for their lives.
You know, that scenario is a possibility. I'm not even going to deny that, okay, if the military turns against this and because they're told to shoot American citizens.
Not the entire military, Ted.
The sections of it, that's right. That's right. And now, because, you know, they've gotten so many of the top brass out. That is a very real possibility. But remember, and I started talking about this and I changed the subject. I got on a bunch of different things a minute ago. Everything they do is monitored. Everything we do is monitored. They have entire algorithm programs now that listen to every show on the internet. They listen to every phone call we do, and they pick up keywords and key phrases and key this and key that. And what they do is they get a baseline as to what we are willing to and not willing to accept. Now, what's happened is we've had so much pushback against Trump now, and they realize that this person they put into the White House, who they have control over now, is losing his constituency because of what they're picking up off of the alternative news feeds and off the internet and off the emails and off the texts and off Facebook. And so what they're doing, they're going, wait a minute, we've got to take these guys who supported Trump, this huge, huge mass of America that basically said, hey, we don't want this anymore, the 10, 20, 30,000 people that were coming to his rallies in these different cities, we can't alienate these people. We have to make them think that their candidate is doing what he said he was going to do. So we're going to allow him to pass certain things, say certain things, get certain things done within limit of what we want him to do. That's what's going on here. That's why we have this executive order, and that's why we have this bill, basically this Obama Bill 2 coming forward now, because what they're allowing him to do is to get a little victory so that we all don't completely rebel against the entire system. This is complete and total Sabbatean manipulation of our psyche, Dave.
You're right. It's part of the PSYOPs. No question about it. Here's where we're at. Trump did us a favor. He did what God said would happen in Ezekiel. And Steve Quayle and I discussed this last night on the phone at length. He exposed the sins of the deep state.
That's
right. He exposed the swamp. He did do that. He also kept us from Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
And I will tell you, if things are, you think things right now aren't going the way that we thought they would go with the election of Donald Trump? Well, they're a million times better than they would have been under the fourth degree coven witch.
That's
so
right.
We are infinitely better off. And I'm still grateful to Donald Trump because that man and his family endured so much abuse during the campaigns, both the primary and the general, that he really does deserve our respect for trying to stand up to us. But I think he's been Ross Perot'd. And here's what I mean by Ross Perot'd. Ross Perot would have won the 1992 election, but they threatened his daughter. They threatened to kill everybody at her wedding. He backed out of the race for about 3 months, came back too late. He loses. He had a double-digit lead when he left the race. Donald Trump has obviously had something very similar happen to him. Now, I feel two ways about this. I have these feelings. I'm really ambivalent. Number one, I understand the instinct to protect your family. I do. And there's no question in my mind this has happened to Trump. But number two, when you make the decision to step onto the ledge to become the president of the United States in this day and age, this goes with the territory. And he should have already asked himself that question and his family. Is our country worth our lives? And are we going to go forward? Are we going to call out the people who threaten us but continue to carry out our agenda? And they didn't do that. And on that, that is a Donald Trump failure.
Well, and then you've got to look at the Jared Kushner fiasco, you know, and Ivanka. I mean, Robert Steele completely believes that Jared Kushner, Ivanka, and also Chelsea Clinton were all basically their honeypot traps, is what he said. He said he believes the Mossad set these girls up to become good little Mossad agents, so to speak, indirectly. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I mean, who in the world knows? But nothing like that would surprise me. In fact, if someone said to me and said, we've proven now that there's a direct link to Jared Kushner, to the Mossad, and how he was introduced to Ivanka Trump, I'd be like, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I mean, why would any of that surprise me when they're willing to go out and kill a million people in Iraq for absolutely no weapons of mass destruction? Why would it surprise me they're willing to set somebody up to get married to somebody else? So we've got a problem in the White House right now, and here's what we have to do, and I think you're right about this, Dave. We have to respect Trump, which I do. The other day I had a guest on, and he said some things he shouldn't have said, and I'll make sure when I bring that guest back on, if I bring you back on, that we're not going to allow that to happen again. I'm not going to tear into Trump personally. There's no reason to do that. We have to respect the presidency of the United States unless he is a usurper like the Gay Kenyon was. Now, Barack Obama wasn't even an American citizen. And I knew when Trump said that that birth certificate was accurate, I knew they were already working on Trump at that point because he had such a good lead at that point already. And I also know that Barack Obama's not at all what everybody wants to believe that he is. I mean, we know all of that. My gosh, we know we've had the testimonies from all the people who were his gay lovers in Chicago who were found dead before the inauguration. We know all of that really happened. So we've got a major problem here with the presidency as far as losing its ability to lead the free world because of disrespect. I believe we should pray for Trump. I believe we should believe God that we're going to get as much done as we possibly can with Trump. I believe we have to thank God continually that Hillary Clinton is not president because we at least have somebody who's trying to do what he's trying to do and get things done, because Hillary would never have signed anything close to repeal of the Johnson Amendment, and she would have made Obamacare much, much worse than it already was. I mean, we know all of this. Plus, she would have come after our guns. She already said she was going to do all of that. Plus, she called us all a bunch of deplorables on top of everything else. I mean, talk about PR disaster that turned into. So thank God that we did not have Hillary Clinton in. So we need to continue to stand firm in the faith and believe that Donald Trump is going to do a whole lot more than any sitting president has done for the United States, you know, since John F. Kennedy, when he tried to get rid of the Federal Reserve, when he tried to get rid of the CIA, when he tried to get us out of Vietnam. Now, a good friend of mine emailed me today, and he said it's very difficult to promote Kennedy as such a great president because of his personal life. I agree with that. I've never said anything about Kennedy's personal life being positive. I mean, all the numerous affairs that he's had. But, guys, Trump's been married 3 times. You know, we know that he was a serial philanderer. We know that he was running around on his wives. I mean, it's been admitted, it's been proven. We've seen what happens with all that. So we can't bring personal lives into this. But what I will say is this. Trump is trying to talk the talk, though he's not walking the walk real well as far as Christianity. He's still trying to have Christian people around him and Christian people in meetings with him to give him advice from a Christian standpoint. And I'm sure that's why this so-called executive order was passed today, Dave. What do you think?
You just nailed it. I agree wholeheartedly with everything you just said. Trump is a flawed man. Kennedy was a flawed man. But that doesn't mean they don't have the right message at the right time.
That's
and
right.
Trump did have the right message when he was running for office, the same as JFK. But Trump has been co-opted, and I believe Trump has been threatened, as I previously said. And will he find a backbone at some point? I don't know. But the deeper that you sink into the quicksand of the swamp, the harder it is going to be for him to climb out. So then the question becomes, where does that leave us, the American people? Well, we are better off, as I said, without Clinton. But
that's
we're
right.
kind of back to square one. And basically, people, if we're going to change, it's up to us. And see, there are different ways that change can happen. It can happen militarily, and it'll be a real big poop hole if we do that. It can change politically with great rancor. I don't see that happening. The deep state's too far in control. Or it can change spiritually. And see, this is the element that we control that the left can't touch. Everybody who believes in Jesus Christ would get on bended knee and say, God, forgive us and give us direction and unify us. I think he would put his blessing back on our nation again. And I think we could see a miracle come upon our nation. But I don't see America doing that. Of course, I don't mean to take power away from God and his ability. But this is what needs to happen, Ted. The only solution here is a spiritual solution.
I agree with you, Dave, 100%. And that's why, you know, we need to be aware of what's going on. We need to realize that this satanic, you know, Sabbatean Kabbalist group that's running the world finance, entire Rothschild money cartel, this giant vampire squid, this blood-sucking vampire squid, needs to be taken out and taken, got rid of. This is what Kennedy tried to do when he signed Executive Order 11110, and it probably is probably one of the primary things that got him killed. But what we have to realize is this. We as the American population, we have to come together in unison. Now, I'm going to say this again, and I said this the other day on the show, and I want to reiterate this because, Dave, you weren't on with me. Trump is not a person. It's the Trump movement that galvanized the American population to say, no, we won't take this anymore. No, we don't want globalism. No, we don't want you guys doing this. So we have awakened literally 40, 50, 60, 80 million people because of Donald Trump. That's a fact. And now people are finally awake, and they're not satisfied with status quo. Now Trump's coming in because of what they're doing to him, and he's giving a status quo, and you're not satisfied with it. I'm not satisfied with it. Shield's not satisfied with it. Hagman's not satisfied with it. Nobody's satisfied with it. And now that's why they're having to throw him bones like he did with this executive order, and also with this changing of the Obamacare, which, of course, as long as you have Paul Ryan in the House, you're not going to have any real change in Obamacare. He simply won't allow it to happen. But that's what we have to do. So you're absolutely right. If we get on bended knee and we pray and we ask God to forgive this country and we actually try to do what we need to do through our Lord Jesus Christ, we may be able to get this thing changed or at least slow it down some more, because I really do believe Ronald Reagan threw a big wrench into the deep state, slow things down a lot, and I also believe that Trump's going to slow things down a lot, because we were literally on a highway to hell, on a greased track, with if Hillary Clinton had won the White House. It would have been a nightmare that we unprecedented proportions, and they've had to slow the whole thing down, because again, their beta test showed that we weren't going to allow it to happen, Dave. Got a couple minutes. I know you got to go. Why don't you take the last 2 minutes to give me your closing comments, Dave?
Well, I would just sum up what we've already said, because I think we've covered a lot of territory. We're disappointed, and I knew we'd be disappointed in the first 2 years because of a quagmire in Congress, but I didn't think that Trump would jump off his own ship this quickly without more resistance. His capitulation has been complete and nearly absolute, and I am so disappointed that he didn't put up more of a fight. That is my great disappointment in Donald Trump. And keep in mind, I'm still grateful for what he's done for his country and what he's done for us. But Ted, at the end of the day, it's up to us. And as you just encapsulated and I did, it's a spiritual solution that will rescue us. Nothing else will work. It'll all fall short.
Dave, thank you for coming on with me today. I know you got a doctor's appointment you've got to get to. I appreciate you, Dave. And I want everybody to realize that Dave Hodges is a good friend of mine. And I just really, really, Dave Hodges is a great friend of mine. I'm sorry, I got people sending me texts I'm trying to read while I'm trying to talk. I want you to know that Dave's a good friend of mine. I support him wholeheartedly. And I want to thank you for being on the show today. And Dave, we'll have you back again soon. Thank you so much, brother. God bless you.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Austin, I tell you what, bud, this is an interesting show today. What do you have to say as far as any closing comments on that particular, those particular topics?
No, man. I mean, I think he pretty much hit it on the head. I mean, there's definitely, we see what's happening now. I mean, it's rough. And, but the thing is, as long as we know the truth, what's really going on, we can keep spreading the truth and trying to wake up as many people as possible to what this really is. I mean, you know, and like he said before, and I've said this numerous times, at least it's not Hillary in the White House, because we already knew what that witch literally had planned for this country. So we've kind of had a, you know, a break still, a grant from God, I think, that's kind of given us a little bit of a break. But it's really our part now to do everything we can, because obviously the government, is as much as we want to be positive about it, it's corrupt now all the way down from the top all the way down to the dark CIA hole. And we know that. And so now we have to start figuring out where to take it from here.
Well, he said something that's so true. I mean, prayer is going to be the only thing that's going to change this. I mean, we all have to get on bended knee, and we've got to pray for the way we want the country to be. But then we have to take it a step further. The Bible says this. The Bible says this, but it says it in a different way. There's an old German plaque that my grandmother did, and it says, Zwei Leben stützen brechen nie gebeten und Arbeit heißen sie. And what that means in English is there's two principles that you have to depend your life on. Number one is that prayer is your primary thing that you have to do. Number one. And number two is you have to work. And the Bible is very clear about both of those things. If you don't work, you don't eat. And it says we should be praying without ceasing. And so if we could do that, if we'll pray without ceasing and work like it, we pray like it's all up to God and work like it's all up to us. In other words, get involved in local and county elections. Get involved in the state elections. If your elected officials don't do what they say they're going to do, guys, it's time to do something different with these guys, to get some people in that say they're going to do what they say they're going to do, and quit cutting them a bunch of slack because they go up there and capitulate. I mean, once they're in there a couple of years anyhow, they get their lifetime pension. So we need to make sure they do what they're supposed to do while they're there, even if they're only there for 2 years or 4 years, Austin. Oh, by the way, Obama has now unveiled his $500 million Obama Presidential Center in Chicago. Who in the world funded $500 million? Oh, that would be the Rothschilds. I apologize. I'm sure that's through their interlocking corporate directorships. Signing a $60 million book contract and rolling out on the speech circuit at $400,000 a pop is enough to inspire former U.S. presidents with creative ways on how to remember by future generations. Take President Obama, for example, who together with Michelle are in their hometown of Chicago this week and offered the city its first peek of the future Obama Presidential Center, which we built on a 200,000 square foot campus, unbelievable, in Jackson Park on Chicago's south side there, but hopefully you don't get shot going there. The memorial that would make pharaohs jealous, the center will sit near a lagoon that runs in Lake Michigan in the Jackson Park neighborhood and will feature three buildings, a museum of what? Of what Obama, a library? What? What for? And a forum which will house an auditorium, restaurant, and public gardens. It will also have a sledding hill. The Obama Foundation says that the center located near Chicago's historically African-American Woodlawn neighborhood will revitalize the Jackson Park neighborhood by attracting hundreds of thousands of visitors. I wonder if they're going to issue bulletproof vests out there and have shielded vehicles ride into when they come out to this place, Austin. What do you think? You think that they're going to give you some, take you in MRAPs to this facility and have you wear a bulletproof vest or take you into an underground tunnel? This is one of the most dangerous places on earth, is that area they're building this, and now they're going to try to revitalize that area. What do you think, son?
Well, it's going to go one or two ways. Either when they're building it and they open it, they have so much heavy security and armed forces there that there's no way for crime to really spread any further, and they start having to shoot people on a regular basis for trying to break in and rob and loot it, or it's just going to fall to the wayside just like everything else that Obama really has done. Those are pretty much the only two options there. I don't see much successful aspect coming out of that. Also, too, this is kind of bizarre to me. I'm really quite confused about this. The Florida Memorial University now is awarding a posthumous bachelor's degree in aeronautical science to Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin's mom apparently went to this school like 20-something years ago and will be accepting this degree on his behalf on May 13th. They said the degree is in honor of the steps he took during his young life towards becoming a pilot. I don't know if you guys know anything about this kid, but He was 17 when he was shot down here in Florida. I don't wish death upon anybody, but he had said in a paper one time that he wanted to either be a pilot or work on planes. He wasn't a pilot. He hadn't even taken pilot lessons yet. Tampa Tribune did a big piece on it after it happened. He was failing chemistry. I don't know what this is all about. I'm assuming this is a PR stunt to try and get publicity to Florida Memorial University, or it's a giant psyop on the globalist media agenda again to try and rehash this whole incident and make everybody feel sorry for this 6-foot-tall 17-year-old that got in a fight with somebody while he was out of school for 2 weeks on suspension for drug possession, and the school or neighborhood watch, George Zimmerman, that caught him, ended up shooting him after he was on the ground getting pummeled by Trayvon Martin. That whole incident was bizarre. I don't know why Florida Memorial University is granting him a bachelor's degree in aeronautical sciences, considering the fact he never even graduated from high school. He was failing his classes. This has some type of other PR stunt behind it, but I thought I would just kind of bring that up to light today on just how bizarre that is, Deb.
That was a big mess a few years ago when all that happened, by the way. This is from Zero Hedge. Do they know something we don't? Corporate insiders are dumping stocks at levels rarely seen. There aren't any surefire ways to tell if the stock market or perhaps the rest of the economy is about to take a nosedive. That's because millions of people with millions of ideas are involved, so it is inherently an unpredictable system. However, there are certain players in our economy that have a lot more influence and insider knowledge than the rest of us, so when they make a move in unison, you know there's a good chance that something big is about to go down, and that's exactly what's going on with the stock market. The people who would stand to lose the most if the markets crashed, the corporate executives and insiders, are all jumping ship and selling their stocks. As the investing public has continued to devour stocks, corporate insiders have been offloading shares to an extent not seen in 7 years. If the people with the deepest knowledge of a company are cashing out, why should investors keep buying at current prices? I mean, that's a big deal right now. So I got a feeling, guys, if we're not careful, and quite frankly, I'm not sure Trump can't do anything about it anyhow, because I don't know what the Federal Reserve is going to do, Austin. They've thrown $20 trillion in off-book balance sheets. Gosh, they've lost $10 trillion to the doggone military and black ops. I mean, you think about it. We have $10 trillion that are missing out of the Pentagon. We have $6 trillion that we know that we have in wars that we fought in the Middle East since 9/11, $6 trillion. So the 10 plus the 6 is $16 trillion. We have a $20 trillion deficit. So does that mean that 16 out of the $20 trillion is in black ops and stuff that we don't know what happened to the money? I mean, this whole thing's pretty messed up, or completely failed wars in the Middle East. What a disaster. What do you think? Are you with me, Austin? I don't hear you. All right, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to continue to do this show as if Austin's not with me right now, because I have my Skype and it's still running fine, so I want to make sure, Todd, if you can hear me on this, make sure Austin's still on the other line. And by the way, science and technology, Facebook is adding 3,000 workers to monitor videos of crimes and suicides that are taking place on a regular basis now on Facebook. Facebook's latest response to the public outcry that resulted from the recent live streaming of murder on the social network was announced moments ago when on his personal blog, Mark Zuckerberg announced that over the next year, Facebook will be adding 3,000 people on top of the 4,500 we have today to review the millions of reports we get every week and improve the process for doing it so quickly. In addition to violence, the crackdown also targets hate speech and child exploitation, which they should do that with the child exploitation. I agree with that. Hate speech, I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. I guess if you say you don't like somebody. Zuckerberg also notes that we'll keep working with the local community groups and law enforcement who are in the best position to help someone if they need it, either because they're about to harm themselves or because they're in danger from someone else. In addition to investing in more people, we are also building better tools to keep our community safe. Don't even know what that means. We're going to make it simpler to report problems to us, more of a monitor, I guess, faster for our reviewers to determine which posts violate our standards, and easier for them to contact law enforcement if someone needs help. What do you think, Austin?
Yes, can you hear me now?
I hear you now. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I don't know what happened with that. I missed about half of that on there, so I'm not sure exactly what you had going on.
Okay, well, that's fine. Go ahead and go to your next story.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Well, the first thing I wanted to make sure everybody knew today, that the product of the week, I talked about it yesterday on here, was the Immune Support DF. If you guys want to check it out on the website, healthmasters.com. It's on sale for 15% off right now, Dad. This is the new formula that's basically from the hyperimmune chicken eggs. It actually is dairy-free and very, very effective as far as strengthening the immune system. So I wanted to make sure everybody knew about that.
Okay. Also, cell phone, now the studies are back in again, are definitely a cause of brain tumors. Some of them, an Italian court has ruled this. The link between brain tumors and cell phones is now more real than ever. As reported in hosted AP.org, an Italian court recently ruled in favor of a telecom company employee after it concluded that his brain tumor was caused by excessive use of the company cell phone. According to the report, Telecom Italia employee Robert Romeo was obliged to use the company's cell phone for 3 hours a day for 15 years of work-related matters. As Romeo pointed out in the report, cell phone use of just 1 hour a day is already considered intense use. The court ruled that his excessive use has resulted in a brain tumor, which, while benign at this point, has caused hearing loss in his right ear. Guys, I want to thank you for supporting Health Masters. I want to thank you for supporting us, for listening to the show. Thank you for hearing us today with Dave Hodges. Been a blast. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be playing the show on the Blood of Christ again for Friday, for our 3 o'clock show, and our show will be aired tomorrow evening live during the Hagman and Hagman broadcast. In other words, Austin and I will not be going live at 3 p.m. We will be playing the Blood of Christ show at 3 p.m., which is like the best show. I love that show. It's probably the best show we've ever done on this particular hour. And we're going to play that again tomorrow because we have so many requests constantly to replay that over and over and over again. So tomorrow night from 7 to 10, Austin and I will be co-hosting the Hagman show. The first hour will be news, will be basically our show for the first hour. The second hour, I will bring in on Pastor John Terrell again to go into the Sabbatean Kabbalists on the Hagman show. The second half of that hour, Sheila Lazinski will be with me to continue that same discussion. The last hour, we're going to do something that we haven't done before in this show for a long time, is we're going to take live phone calls the third hour of the Hagman show, and Austin and I are going to field your questions back and forth, so you guys are going to have a blast listening to the show tomorrow evening from 7 to 10 p.m. on Global Star. Guys, I love you. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for being here and praying for us. I just appreciate you guys so much. God bless you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Austin, go ahead and close it up.
Yes, absolutely. Tomorrow's show is going to be pretty wild. 3 hours on the Hagman, like Dad said. And the last hour from 9 to 10, we're going to be having the phones open. So if you guys have anything that you want to call us up and ask us that you haven't before, we will have it open. Obviously, we're probably going to have a lot of people on the phone, so we'll have to be as brief and direct with our answers as possible. But it should be a really fun time. So if you guys want to check it out, 7 to 10 on the Hagman show tomorrow night. If you guys need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.